Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Patewin Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Our Ancestors in the Faith.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, realize that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Scripture, which saw in advance that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, Through you shall all the nations be blessed. Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham who had faith. For all who depend on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, Cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law. And that no one is justified before God by the law is clear, for the one who is righteous by faith will live. But the law does not depend on faith. Rather, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ ransomed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Word of the Lord. Throughout human history, people have sought ways to know where they originated from. For some, trace their ancestry through DNA testing. Others boast of family names which they carry. What is true of our family relations by flesh can also be translated to our spiritual family. As people of faith, we share a common ancestry, which is that of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. In our Christian tradition, the Catholic tradition, for example, we have this rich history of saints, and we don't have to look far. We just go to the canon of the first Eucharistic prayer, where we have people who dedicated their lives to the church, who dedicated their lives to their communities. And in all this, we see God at work. We see how God worked through them and how God continues to work through us to continue this mission of the church. St. Paul in the first reading is reminding us that salvation does not come from observing the law. God has made our salvation possible through our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Let us take time on this day to pray for those who are our ancestors in faith, people who through their dedication have made it possible for us to have this faith, which we are very much proud of. Amen.